This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. After seeing a record number of Coloradans hospitalized with flu earlier this season, overall respiratory illness activity remains low. Now fewer than 50 Coloradans are hospitalized with the flu. That's the same for the respiratory virus RSV and COVID-19. Starting in January, young drivers aged 15 to 21 that want to get a driver's permit will face different requirements. Suzanne Sally is the manager of driver testing and education at the DMV.
The biggest change is that the age groups to get a permit have changed. 15 to 18 will be required to take the 30-hour class. We've added a whole other age group, 18 to 21. They will be required to take a 4-hour driver awareness program.
Sally advises that drivers get their permit within 6 months of completing the educational course, or else it'll become invalid and they'll have to take the class again. Canvas, an online platform used by universities across Colorado, is back online after being attacked by hackers, CPR's Haley May reports.
The hacking group Shiny Hunters took credit for the incident impacting more than 9,000 colleges and universities. Multiple Colorado universities were impacted by the outage on the platform that's used for grades, submissions, and communication between students and teachers. The CU system is encouraging them to find workarounds for end-of-term submissions until the issue resolved, but university leaders say they do not believe any sensitive student information is at risk. Haley May, CPR News.
Jefferson County is launching a new free summer shuttle service to Red Rocks and other foothills destinations west of Denver. The West Tracks Shuttle Pilot Program begins Memorial Day weekend and will run weekends and holidays through Labor Day from 9 to 5 p.m. This is CPR News in KRCC.